Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. When Jesus saw the reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Jesus understands that in our daily life there are lots of crosses. It's very difficult for us all to always open our heart to accept difficulties, crosses. But Jesus just reminds us, crosses are inevitable, but crosses are also the means that we can love in a true way. If everything is perfect, our love, it's so simple, but under persecution, under situations not happy, then it's difficult to open our heart to love. And that's the beauty, Jesus says. Blessed are those. Beauty is the thing that we being the first one to love, first one to forgive. We have to learn to live like Jesus. Jesus offered everything to God the Father. Even on the cross, he suffered. Even lose the joy with the God the Father. Because he said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? But still, at the end, he said, I commend in my spirit in God. Trust. Jesus is giving us this example. Trust. Trust in God. Even at times, we cannot see the result. Even you don't feel at this moment the joy. But Jesus promised, I will be with you. Jesus invites us to be joyful, even in the persecution, even in the situation that we're not easy to overcome. But Jesus promised, I will be with you. And this is our joy. where there's God, there's peace. Thank you, Jesus, teaching us this way of peace. We trust in you.